On June 30th, when authority in Iraq is to be handed to an Iraqi government, control over American operations will shift from the Pentagon to the State Department. Today, both departments assured the Senate Foreign Relations Committee of detailed plans for carrying out the transition. But they also conceded those plans are not complete. NPR's David Welnut reports from the Capitol.
It was clear at today's Senate Foreign Relations hearing that the Republican chair, Richard Lugar, was annoyed by the level of officials sent to testify before his panel. Instead of Secretary of State Colin Powell and Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz, he got their subordinates. Wolfowitz, he said, cited a family wedding for not being there. Lugar, who's been critical of the Bush administration's Iraq policies, complained about the information Wolfowitz has provided other less critical congressional panels this week.
Yesterday, I noted the lack of information about the transition plan in Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz's testimony on Tuesday before the Senate Armed Services Committee. We're clearly hoping for more details today.
The panel's top Democrat, Delaware's Joe Biden, registered his frustration as well.
We have serious and prominent witnesses, and I hope before this process, the hearing process ends, we will have their bosses before us as well, the Secretary of Defense and the Secretary of State.
The witness for the State Department was Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs Mark Grossman. He described to the panel a more than 500-point plan that included hiring 1,000 Americans and 700 Iraqis for the new U.S. diplomatic team that's to take over in Iraq at the end of June. Grossman painted a picture of orderly transition.
There will still be a very large number of American troops on the ground, helping to provide security and train Iraqi army and police forces. And when the ambassador goes to call on Iraqis in government, he'll be calling on the president and the prime minister of a sovereign Iraq.
But ranking Democrat Biden said Iraqis may well be skeptical about their supposed sovereignty and see the U.S. ambassador as the real power in Iraq, even more powerful than Paul Bremer, the head of the Coalition Provisional Authority.
This is kind of like going from Clark Kent to Superman. You know, Clark Kent at least was dressed in his suit when he was in the CPA. Now it's like Clark Kent taking off the suit and saying, now I'm the new super ambassador. I'm the pro-counsel.
Grossman conceded the relationship between the new Iraqi governing authority and the U.S. military has not yet been spelled out in a key annex to the laws that will govern the transitional period. And while he said the Bush administration sees the need for yet another U.N. Security Council resolution to authorize the presence of those foreign troops and possibly attract others to Iraq, he said it's not clear what the text of that resolution might be, nor whether it will be approved before or after the June 30th deadline. Near the end of the hearing, Committee Chairman Lugar raised what many consider to be the key issue in the transition plan.
Can any of you offer any further assurances on the security question, which underlays the potential for political success?
Peter Rodman, an assistant secretary who testified for the Defense Department, said they did have a plan.
Now, we expect it to be messy for a while, and until we train up the Iraqis and give them the capability, we'll have to be there.
Both administration officials said the June 30th date for a transfer of power remains solid. David Walna, NPR News, the Capitol.